Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. The other day I heard a story about a Roman Catholic woman who kept on bothering her priest. She claimed that Jesus would regularly appear to her in visions. The priest was certain that these visions were not genuine, and he really wanted to get this woman to stop bothering him with her delusions. So he came up with what he thought was a cunning plan, a brilliant way to get her off his back. He said to her, "The next time that you have one of these visions of Jesus, ask him what sins I confessed during my last confession." A few weeks later, this woman returned and told her priest that Jesus had once again appeared to her. So the priest responded, "Did you ask Jesus what sins I confessed?" "Yes, I did," the woman replied. "Well, what did he say?" asked the priest inquisitively. She said, "He forgot." Now, I'm not sure if this is a true story or not, but it serves to help us remember the theological truth that in absolution, the Lord forgives and he remembers our sins no more. But this divine absolution, the declaration of the forgiveness of my sins in Jesus' name, is a dangerous business. Think back to the second chapter of Mark's Gospel, where Jesus proclaimed to the paralyzed man that his sins were forgiven. Those who were looking on protested, and they said, "Only God can forgive sins. Who does this fellow think that he is anyway?" To freely forgive the sins of people, especially really wicked people, was a dangerous thing, for they judged Jesus to be a blasphemer worthy of death. It is far more comfortable for us to keep absolution in the abstract. We like to confess that we are sinful, but we don't like to confess the sins that we actually commit. Many view forgiveness in the abstract by placing conditions on this absolution. We say, if we choose Jesus, God will forgive us. Or, if we try and keep God's law, he will be forgiving. If we just, well, you fill in the blank, God will absolve us. But God refuses to give in to the conditions that we place upon him. God absolutely refuses to deal with us in the abstract. No, Jesus came in real human flesh and blood, and he truly died on a cross. It was on that historic cross that Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them." His resurrection was God's vindication that Jesus really and concretely is the absolver. And his absolution is unconditional. But this historic event took place so long ago, and none of us is like Jesus. So how does absolution come to us today? For only God can forgive sins, right? Well, following Jesus' resurrection, St. John tells us that Jesus breathed on his disciples and they received the Holy Spirit. And he said, "If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." John chapter 20, verse 23. The resurrected absolver here commands his followers to go forth to absolve people from their sins. Because the unconditional absolver has been vindicated, the absolution continues. Jesus' followers are to be Jesus' absolvers, because forgiving is still the only solution to our ultimate problem of sin. God cannot have mercy on us in the abstract. Hence, Martin Luther is so bold to say that apart from Christ, God is wrathful, hidden, and not distinguishable from Satan. These are strong words. But Luther realized that the only solution to our desire to keep God at a distance and in the abstract was to press home the biblical truth that God is really, truly, and concretely present with us through his external word, which comes to us. To have mercy on us, God must come and be present among us. To absolve, God must be with us and for us. He says it, and He does it to you. He says to us, you are the one. Your sins are forgiven and forgotten. Let us pray. Almighty God, I'm a poor, miserable sinner, but I confess to you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you. And I know I deserve your punishment now and forever. But I am sorry for these sins, and I sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Amen. Upon this confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, I announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.